Welcome back to our continuing coverage of the 2022 Iowa Boys State Basketball Tournament on KNIA KRLS. We'll now continue with part two of our 20th anniversary interview of the 2002 Pella Boys State Championship team with Luke Ballinger, Nick Mulder, Clayton Corver, and Vance Skurring.
Hey, I think Nick, you know, you mentioned a couple older sisters, but one of the interesting storylines, if you will, with your group is, you know, the other four of you are all younger brothers, right?
Yep.
You know, and including Pierce, and you know, and all on teams that maybe thought they should have been the first one to win a state championship at Pella. So, Clayton, can you kind of speak to that a little bit about what it was like to be the group to bring that first one home for a basketball town like Pella and a tradition-rich program that had been to the state tournament so many times and just never quite got it done?
Yeah, I think when you get to fall behind people who have blazed the trail, who have put in all the hard work, you just kind of know. I don't know, you kind of know what to do and how to do it. So we had older siblings who worked their tails off, who loved to play, who loved us. Like, we were really fortunate to have, I think, have really great brothers who built us up and invested in us. And so I remember, it's different because this would be our sophomore year, but I remember when my brother's team lost to Harlan, the state semis. Been like, they're huge guys. The older Darren, his name was Chris Q. And I remember walking out with these guys and saying, we will not lose to Harlan if we see him at the state tournament. Sure enough, we got to see him sophomore year and then senior year, and we got him twice. So this is really fortunate to have people go before us and show us how to work and how to play. And yeah, I said, I thought of Luke, you're talking about Jeff Dole. I met with Father Dole not that long ago, and he has this memory in like probably third grade in Webster. Like what you're saying about your dad, he said he held up the basketball and he said, guys, how big is this ball? We're like, I don't know, not very. He goes, exactly. Don't forget that. So just perspective, which allowed us to have fun and be free to play and just enjoy. And so I give a lot of, I just say thanks to Coach B for that very early on showing us that just enjoy. And we did.
All right. Yeah. And as Nick said, we could probably sit here till midnight and I'm not going to take up all of your guys' time. but I what I do want to do is kind of spin it into this group at Pella right now. But first of all, like Nick, I'll just ask you your thoughts. You know, do you still, I mean, you live here in Pella and obviously you're connected as a coach at Central, different sport, but you know, you're connected with kids. So how much do you still pay attention to what's going on as a guy that grew up in Pella? You know, we won the two state titles. How cool was it for you to watch the next version of the Dutch win the title last year?
Yeah, it was very cool. I don't get out to as many games at all. Just due to other various things. But what's been cool is they do some of those live streams and you can kind of pop in and out of those. But last year I do remember watching a few of their state games. I can't recall against who, but like, and especially since, and you're aware, Trevor, you know, Grant Nelson's now on our football team and a guy that was a real good player for them, kind of the glue guy, but also their leading scorer. And we felt like was just a great teammate and good leader and good basketball player, but a good football player too. And I think the game has changed and how they play is different from how we play, and props to them. They've figured out, you know, how they feel they need to win. And Coach Schulte does a great job of instilling confidence in those guys. They are fast. I know when I was, I did see them play live. I just remember walking away thinking, man, that, and maybe it's just because I don't watch as much basketball live anymore, but I was like, this ball is moving up and down the floor faster than I can remember, you know, but real great athletes that share the ball and they're getting up shots quick. And it looks fun to play, you know, and it kind of rekindles that love of the game. And they're certainly a fun team to watch and they do a lot of good things.
Luke, how about you as a coach now and you know, your Des Moines Christian team, what kind of experience do you draw on from your playing days, you know, that you're trying to pass along to your kids now?
Yeah, you know, it's a grind, I guess. It's not easy to win a state championship. And I think as a player, I don't know, we kind of felt like we were going to and we did and it was, but now as a coach, man, a lot of things have to go right. I mean, you've got to put a lot of things together to win one state championship, let alone two. And so it's the little stuff every day in practice that makes it happen. It's not showing up, you know, to a game and expecting to all of a sudden perform. It's all the preparation that goes on beforehand. You know, with us, I think that second state title, we came in and Pella may be going through a little bit of this now, you know, they've lost a few games, but we came in, you know, having won a state championship, bringing all five starters back. And then we lost two games in a row, our senior year. I think Grinnell and Waterloo West or Waterloo East or somebody.
East. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Waterloo East. Yeah. And I remember having a conversation with Clayton and saying, you know, we were after the Waterloo East game, we lost two in a row and we were, oh, man, are we just not that good? We were, I mean, we were down, and that's going to happen. And it's how you respond to that. And everybody's got, you know, you're a target for everybody. I mean, everybody wants you. So it's how you respond to some of that stuff, that outside influence. And I think our biggest motivator was we didn't want to stop playing together. I mean, we wanted this thing to last as long as it possibly could. And so, again, that goes back to playing with your buddies and enjoying the moment and fighting for each other.
Losing to Waterloo East was no shame, right? They won the 4A title that year. A couple of Iowa guys. So
they were solid.
We tried to get a rematch after, I think, the championship. I think we're angling for one more game.
Yeah.
We asked. I don't think it made the register, but we asked.
And Nick, you're the other coach in the group. What did you take out of your playing days and the success that you had that you try to instill in your guys now?
Playing is way more fun and easier than coaching. That's what I'll tell you.
No doubt.
To what Luke said, I mean, that's spot on. I think the thing with having been in football now, like, you lose one game, that can dictate a lot in football. You know, in basketball, it's really important. And I talk to recruits about this, like, you're playing your best at the end. Like Luke had mentioned, you know, we did have a few, we stumbled a few times our senior year. I do remember that. And that was really hard, but, you know, you learn from those and you learn, you know, maybe what it's going to take and how you can get better. And that's what I would tell these guys. And I think any team that, you know, is competing is just, you just got to continue to get better. You got to find ways every day to get 1% better. And if we do that collectively as a group, then a lot of great things can happen, no matter where you're at in the standings or in the rankings or what you did the year before. I would encourage these guys just to keep getting better and let the chips fall where they may at the end of the season. And if you've just focused on that, and it sounds cliche, but if you focus on that, you can feel comfortable at the end when the game's over, that you've given it everything you got.
All right, last one, and I'll just let anybody chime in that wants. You know, I think a couple of you have mentioned how great a community Pella is. Obviously, Nick and Clayton, you live here. You know, I haven't left after 20 whatever years. And I mean, it's a great place to be. It's a community that really rallies around its young people and the sports specifically. But what do you hope that your legacy is from what you accomplished 20 years ago? Anybody have any thoughts on that?
That's a good one. I mean, I'll start. I mean, nobody was jumping in, but, you know, I'll take it first here. I was actually talking about this with my dad not too long ago, when we found out that the 20th anniversary was coming up and that they were doing this. And so I actually pulled out one of my old, my grandma has all these CDs and VHS tapes that she gave me of all of our high school games, dating even back to when we were little squirts, you know, and watching it with my son and that type of stuff and just seeing it. So, I mean, looking at that and watching kind of what we were able to accomplish, but all the fun that we were having is, I think one of the biggest things for me is I just want our legacy to be known as, you know, not only were we a good team, but we were also good individuals outside of it. You know, look at what these guys have become, coaches and chiropractors and pastors and priests and all this type of stuff that, you know, we weren't the biggest, we weren't the fastest, we weren't always the strongest, but, you know, in the end, we all just played together. And, you know, that whole teamwork thing really does create dreams. And in our case, it happened to be two state championships and just a legacy of how good of friends we were. I think that's my biggest thing is I try to tell Riker, and it's not always about winning or losing. It's what do you get out of every game? And what as long as you did your best and whatever you do, you'll be successful. You might not win them all, but you'll be successful in the end because you'll walk away. You can hold your chin up. So that's what I think our legacy for me is. I just want everybody to understand that, you know, we had a lot of fun and we did a lot of great things. In the end, we had a lot of support and we all did our best.
I also sense, you know, you guys are scattered around the country here a little bit too, but I can just tell just hopping on. And I don't know how often you guys get a chance to chat or keep up or whatever, but it just doesn't seem like you guys have missed a beat at all here. Right? I mean, it just seems like, you know, lifelong friends from all you guys. I mean, I assume that's very important to you guys too.
Yeah, absolutely. We try to avoid talking to Vance as much as possible, but everybody It's pretty
That's
close,
where they but... shipped me out to Colorado. So it's fine. You know, you guys can come visit me whenever you want. You know, yeah. I got the mountains out here.
That's true.
Yeah, you know, I think our legacy, you know, I don't think any high school kid realizes how many little kids look up to them, especially a successful high school basketball team like that. And I've had multiple conversations with kids that were kids back when we played, and now they're in their 20s, and how they watched us and admired us and just, you know, tried to be like us. And it's a big responsibility. And sometimes you don't realize how big a responsibility that is when you're a high school kid playing in a basketball game. But I think our legacy that I hope people remember is that we brought joy to people that watched us. And again, it was fun to win, but I think the joy really came from the love that they could see amongst us and how much we enjoyed playing with each other, but more importantly for each other and for the community. So there's still a lot of people that bring it up and talk about it. And I think it would be different if we were, you know, individuals and selfish and we're in it for ourselves, but I think they could see that joy and that love that we had. And I hope, hope that carries on.
I would just say, I hope the process is the legacy, the way that it came together. As we're talking to, it was the way to play. It was an enjoying to play. And as a bunch of parents who let us enjoy playing. I mean, I don't know what all, you know, you're a kid, you don't know what parents say or what parents do, but there was a lot of parents who accepted their child's role, who they were, how they played, and let them be a part of the team, because they saw the team as being more important than, we'll say, individual aspirations. So we're just a team, and it took years to do that. So I hope, yeah, I admire our parents for how they allowed that to play out and gave a space to do that together. And I hope more kids get to do that. It was fun to play together. It was so fun. And I don't know if many, I feel like I'm just, it's too broad, but I hope lots of kids get to have lots of fun, which I'm not sure is always the case.
I think that's really well said, and I would agree with everything that these guys have said. And I think Clayton kind of alluded to it as well, is having these older brothers that were a part of the teams that kind of paved the way, and we got to go watch them and experience and witness them succeed and fail. For me personally, was really good. I can, every single one of these guys, their older brothers, I can remember watching play a sport, not just basketball. And I remember seeing them succeed, and I remember seeing them fail. And like with Luke, you know, I was one of those little kids. We were one of those little kids, and that's what kind of led us with this dream to kind of have this happen. And I would say too, the feeling I had being a part of this group was, and what Coach B fostered in us was just like this feeling of belief. No matter the situation, and it wasn't always about winning. I think we all got the sense we played this game, and Clayton's talked about it a lot, like that we just loved it. We loved playing with each other, but we loved to play. Like, we all loved basketball, but we also loved a lot of other sports too. I mean, we played in the summer, man, we played baseball, tennis, pickup football, like you name it, we were playing. But when we played sports together, especially basketball, when the chips were down and we were facing some adversity, and I can think of multiple times, you know, in that state tournament run, especially our junior year, where the chips were stacked against us and we found a way. And that really just came back to, and a lot of these guys have talked about it, there was just this unwavering belief and this feeling in the back of our minds that we're going to find a way. We're going to find a way to do this. We're going to get a stop. We're going to find an open shot. We're going to hit an and one, you know, whatever it may be. And whether or not that was, you know, a false sense of security and made me feel better because I had these awesome dudes around me. Like, there's no way I was going to do it around myself. But I always, and I think I want my kids to be a part of something like that. Not necessarily where they win or, I mean, that'd be great, but just where they walk in there and they have that feeling, okay, this is what it means and feels like to believe. No matter what, you're going to get it done. Because that's pretty special. And it's hard to explain. It's not anything you can touch or, you know, give to somebody. I don't know, until you get there and have that experience, you really don't know what it is. Hey, Trevor, I got cassette tapes of you on the call, man, and legendary.
For sure. Absolutely.
I mean, that you came on the scene and it was like, we felt big time, you know, we hear it being called and like, here we are. Yep. We aren't little Appel anymore. We're big time. We got Trevor Castle.
He was behind us at the Des Moines Christian game last night. I could hear his voice back there every once in a while. Got goosebumps. I was like, man, this is awesome.
I mean, I got to tell you guys, it is one. I mean, like I said, I moved into town right when you guys were getting rolling in high school, and to be here 20 years later to talk to you guys about it is pretty cool. I mean, it was such a fun experience. You know, the type that most broadcasters don't get to go through something like that. I know you guys would say the same as players, right? Most people don't get to go win two state titles, but to be able to sit up, you know, with Jim Hibma and call the games, that was an experience, right?
We brought Jim on the call. We should have on the call.
Oh, boy. The jokes have been rolling.
Yeah. It was a blast, guys. Man, it was fun memories. Thanks so much for taking some time tonight. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll see you all down the road. Thanks, fellas. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, guys.
My thanks to Luke Ballinger, Nick Mulder, Clayton Korver, and Vance Skuring for taking a trip down memory lane to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the first ever Pella Boys State Basketball Championship in 2002. For KNIA KRLS Sports, I'm Trevor Castle.